And Amar Scotch from the Oregon Trail is in the studio. And, you know, I wasn't going to bring this up, but you drove in. No bike. What's going on?
Well, I think I still have one. I didn't sell it, actually.
But did you really?
No.
Okay. But I thought maybe your seat was a little sore.
Oh, no. After 3 days in a canoe last week, I decided to bring my car in.
Good for you. Good for you. It is World Bike Day today, so you'll have to get the bike
out. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But let's talk about that. You took a little time off, but the Oregon Trail 6.5? Yeah. And you just completed that over the Memorial Day weekend. Tell us a little bit about that and your thoughts afterwards.
Well, it was kind of a wrap-up ride. I'm not sure if I'll be doing any more right now. So it was kind of fun. It was 1,915 miles.
Wow.
And it went great. I had three different teams help me out with the RV. And we had events in Denver, Kansas City, St. Louis, and then the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Kind of wrapped it up for the last event. Okay. So, yeah, it all went great. We met a lot of staff people from different politicians along the way, U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen, women. And that's still going with the NKNDES Act.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. And all this, the bike rides, is to make people aware of live kidney donations. And along the way, you donated a sliver of your liver, so you can do that too. So,
yeah, we talk about donation. And we also, you know, the whole ride's about demonstrating that you can donate a kidney or a part of your liver. I still live a normal life, and normal for me is ride my bike. So
yeah, oh, that is so cool. Now let's talk about the NK. What was the bill you're trying to get passed?
Oh, the End Kidney Deaths Act.
And the Kidney Deaths Act. Okay,
Kidney Deaths. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was started a couple of years ago by a number of people that are living donors, and we can't give another kidney, but we see the need out there. So we found out that over the last 20 to 25 years, the number of people that come forward to donate every year has stayed the same. It's very flat. About 6,500 people come forward in the United States every year to donate a kidney. It's never gotten to 7,000. That may sound like a lot, but when there's 95,000 waiting and 25 die every day waiting, either on the list or people that were on the list that are no longer healthy enough for the surgery, we decided to try and do something different. And right now, a living donor cannot be compensated to donate a kidney. Their expenses can be taken care of, like travel, hotel, even some lost wages. But we think that if people were compensated to donate, like they do with plasma, we might get more people to come forward. And so that's what we're doing right now.
Okay. So you're talking to all these senators, congressmen, and women, and trying to get this pushed through. And some are even doing what did you mention? You had to sign petitions.
Oh, yeah. We have a website. So if people want to go to the website, nkidneydeathsact.org, there's a place to sign a petition. And what that does, it allows us to have a database of people. So yesterday, I actually had a meeting with a state person from Senator Josh Hawley's office in Missouri, and then we can send him a list of people that have signed the petition, kind of like, well, they would be their constituents. Wisconsin, I think we have a few hundred people that have signed the petition
already. Okay.
So when we go to like Senator Baldwin or Senator Johnson or your local representative, we can say, you know, these people are in your district that support this bill. And if people feel the need that we could do more and want to support us, that'd be the best way. Go to the website, nkidneydeathsact.org.
Okay.
Check it out. If you agree with what we're doing, sign the petition.
Oh, easy enough to do. Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about that and talk a little bit more about your bike ride. We'll do that in just a few minutes. Okay. Stick around for a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We'll be talking with Mark Scotch once again. 7:31 now at B1049. Vince Gill, don't let our love start slipping away. B1049 Real Country 738. And Mark Scotch from the OregonTrail.org is in the studio with us and just getting done with the bike ride from Denver to Plover. And this ride was kind of the, we're talking about the live kidney donations, but you also donated a sliver of your liver. And this ride was dedicated towards that, right?
Correct. I had to go out to California to donate part of my liver because liver is a little bit behind kidney donation, if you will. Right now, age is not a consideration for kidney. It's just your health.
Hmm.
But for liver, they're concerned about regeneration of the liver. So as you get older, they're concerned there isn't enough data yet. But USC Keck out in California and Los Angeles has done enough liver transplants. They feel very comfortable looking at an individual, not have a hard cutoff. So I went out there at age 66, actually, got evaluated, and I donated part of my liver at age 67.
Hmm.
That's very rare, not uncommon. I know a number of people have contacted me, and I know two or three people went out there to get evaluated, and I know one actually did it as well, a guy from Minnesota. So I was matched up with a 9-month-old little girl from Phoenix, actually. She went and got registered at Children's Hospital of LA because she was in dire need of a liver, and there's no stopgap measure like dialysis with kidney. Either they get a liver or they don't.
Hmm.
And so she was diagnosed kind of late at 6 months with a disease. She needed a liver within a couple months. She was going to die.
Oh, man.
And I had been evaluated, and I didn't have anybody in mind. It's called non-directed. You can do it for kidney and or liver. And I was just a match. And so long story short, we went out there and had surgery in May of 2023. And so this ride is kind of that story because I had to go out to California to donate. I rode my bike back from California back to Wisconsin, half of it last year, half of it this year.
Yeah, where you stopped off in Denver. And she was there.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Selena and her mom came up from Phoenix, and she was part of the event in Denver and stole the show. She's about almost four. She'll be four in August, doing great. And it was just pretty emotional for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. That is something else. So what else are you going to get cut out of you? Hey, what's next?
Well, people were asking me on the ride, and I said, well, as long as I don't get hit by a car, I don't plan on donating any more organs. And I have to say, the 12,000 miles that I've put on in the last 5 years, I really haven't had any close calls with a car. So that's, of course, most of the time I'm off on side roads, but going through some of these cities, but I have to, and thank you to all you drivers.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, that's a nice trip that somehow, you know, when you started in a bar, you promised your kidney, and look where it's leaded to.
Yeah, with all I never would have planned it, and it's been a really interesting way to meet people and try to help people. Bang for the buck, I don't think there's anything more we can do to directly help somebody than what we're doing. It's not for everybody, but I always say everybody can learn a little more about it and help those, just get the word out, understand the process a little bit. And that's why we're really pushing this End Kidney Deaths Act. We feel that if we can compensate living donors like they do for plasma, if a person is willing to donate a kidney, we're trying to give them $50,000 or spread over 10 years as a refundable tax credit if they donate to a stranger. And we're going to incentivize it. And why not?
Why not? Yeah. And you're, like you said, that would save money in the long run.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that's with end-stage renal disease is allowed to go on Medicare. President Nixon signed that bill in 1972, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, Medicare is spending $40 billion to people that are on dialysis. They're helping for their bill. You know, they pay their dialysis and their medication. So if we can remove people off of the kidney wait list and with the transplant, we not only will save their life, we'll save Medicare billions and billions of dollars every year.
Wow. And to get on that petition, what's the website again to go to?
EndKidneyDeathsAct.org.
EndKidneyDeathsAct.org. So sign that if you'd like to. They would be greatly appreciated. Well, thank you, Mark, for including us with all your trips. We do appreciate that. And if you've got another one coming up, let us know.
Well, when the End Kidney Deaths Act bill gets passed, I might take a little ride out to D.C. on my bike.
There we go. That'd be a good thing to do. Well, we appreciate you stopping by, Mark. I appreciate that.